Welcome to Manitoba Moments, Discussions in Physiotherapy. The College of Physiotherapists in Manitoba regulates the practice of physiotherapy in Manitoba. Our mission is to ensure that the public receives safe, competent physiotherapy care from qualified physiotherapists. This podcast will address topics pertinent to physiotherapists practicing in Manitoba, based on our legislation and standards of practice.
Hi there, my name is Gabby Massey. I'm a second-year physiotherapy student at the University of Manitoba.
Hello, my name is J.L. Unger, and I am also a second-year physiotherapy student at the University of Manitoba.
Today, J.L. and I are going to talk about professional boundaries and what we know and have learned about it in relation to physiotherapy.
We are going to outline the topics we would like to cover today. We will start by going over the definition of professional boundaries and its relation to the College of Physiotherapists of Manitoba's Code of Ethics, describing situations or circumstances where boundaries may be crossed as physical therapists, and tips to identify warning signs of professional boundaries being crossed. We believe professional boundaries is the dynamic relationship that sets appropriate lines between a client and therapist in the interest of emotional, physical, and psychological safety to create a positive therapeutic relationship. Gabby, what is the purpose of the Code of Ethics? How is professionalism and professional boundaries represented in the college's Code of Ethics?
That's a great question, JL. The college's Code of Ethics is a set of principles of professional conduct which establishes the requirements and expectations of physiotherapists fulfilling duties to their clients, to the public, to the profession, and to their colleagues. Because the code addresses broad ethical obligations, the onus is on the individual physiotherapist to maintain a working knowledge of and comply with the relevant legislation and the policies of the college, the workplace, and the jurisdictions which they practice. According to the professional boundaries in the Code of Ethics, physiotherapists are to maintain professional boundaries that honor and respect the therapeutic relationships with clients.
So you're saying that all physiotherapists in Manitoba must know and abide by the college's Code of Ethics, and that it's not the college's responsibility to make sure physiotherapists know the components as it pertains to their daily patient encounters?
That's correct. It is the physiotherapist's duty to comply with the Code of Ethics and be aware of their actions or behaviors are in violation with the college's Code of Ethics.
Wow, it seems intimidating as a soon-to-be new physical therapist graduate that I will have to monitor my actions according to the college's recommendations in the Code of Ethics.
Absolutely. I agree it will be very intimidating. However, now that we are more informed about the Code of Ethics and professional boundaries, we will know our responsibilities as physiotherapists to our clients or patients, the public, our colleagues, and to the college. I wonder, though, how will I know when I am, my client, or my colleagues are getting to a point of crossing a professional boundary? Is there a clear way of identifying those situations?
Although every circumstance is different, the college does have some guidelines physiotherapists should follow when setting the stage to establish clear professional boundaries. Some ways Manitoba physiotherapists can ensure we are acting professionally is by introducing ourselves by name and professional title. Then they should provide a description of the role the physiotherapist will have in the patient's care. This allows for clarity of each individual role in the care plan and decreases the chances of any role confusion. Next, obtaining informed consent to treatment. Consent is a major component of a physiotherapist's responsibility when acting professionally, as patients or clients must be informed of what they are consenting to, provide consent throughout the assessment or treatment, and the physiotherapist must document consent was given. One of our classmates will describe this topic in a different episode, so stay tuned. It is also important to adhere to privacy regulations as per the Personal Health Information Act. Physiotherapists encounter sensitive information daily that they must adhere to appropriate standards as clinicians to keep patients' information safe. Another key concept is that physiotherapists are to maintain professional social media pages as separate and distinct from personal social media.
Awesome. That sounds simple to follow. I think I can remember those ideas.
I agree. I wonder if the college has any warning signs for crossing the professional boundary line.
They do, actually. The college's website shares references to material containing a variety of warning signs, which include scheduling more time or sessions that is required to meet goals, providing preferential treatment because of the patient's age, social status, accepting a personal invitation, sharing excessive information, dressing differently when you know they're coming in that day, providing the patient with personal contact information unless required to do so, and accepting gifts.
Interesting. I can see that things could get challenging and complicated quickly. I thought it was especially intriguing that when scheduling extra time with a patient could give the incorrect impression.
Absolutely. It is easy to be caught in the gray area of professional boundaries, since it's dependent on the many factors within our patients' interactions. Regarding everything we have been talking about so far, I have thought of a few questions for you, JL, that I want to get your opinion on. Would that be okay?
Ask away.
So here are my questions. How would you respond to a person asking you a personal question? And also, how do you know when you can give a patient more information and when you can't?
Great questions. I feel that there are multiple possible responses to those questions, but I will try to give you my thoughts. When trying to respond to clients or patients about personal information, there are beneficial ways to communicate appropriately and directly. I feel that you have to consider particular factors, including the relationship with the client. Is your relationship strictly professional and only in the clinic or hospital setting? Is it outside the professional setting? How long has the patient or client been seeing you for? Have you shared other information with them before? And if so, how does this question differ? So, as you see, there are many things to think about when providing personal information. Also, as a professional, you must determine what may occur after the information is shared with the client or patient and how they interpret it.
I agree with what you're saying. If I could add to that, as healthcare professionals, we must be cautious of what we're saying and how we're saying it, especially when sharing personal information.
Absolutely. Always be cautious of how someone could interpret your intent.
You're right. I wonder, though, if I was to feel uncomfortable with answering a client's questions, what would be a good way of communicating to my client my discomfort without harming our therapeutic relationship?
I think that's a tricky situation to be in. However, I think by being honest and kind to the client, in that instance, as they might not know that question was beyond your personal comfort level, and they may have been asking out of curiosity, making conversation, continuing the conversation, and the list could go on. I think if it is not information you want to share with others, it'd be important to acknowledge that with the client politely, and then move on to a different topic of conversation.
Honesty is truly key here. Although you don't want to be rude or disregard your client's question, I think by being polite and addressing the topic appropriately, it will allow your client to still feel confident in your care. Clients can always choose not to respond to our questions, so we too have to respect their boundaries.
I couldn't have said it any better. I want to get your thoughts, Gabby, on another question I had. Throughout our physiotherapy session with a patient, they may ask us for personal advice. What can you give advice? When can you give advice? And when can you not give advice about a patient's personal concerns?
Let me think about that one. I think it depends on the situation. I think if the information the client is presenting you with is out of your scope of practice, or you feel like your client would benefit from other services, it would be our role as healthcare providers to seek out and provide those resources to our clients. While doing so, it would be important to have a difficult conversation with the client about the sensitive or personal information they have shared with you and why you would decide to refer them elsewhere for assistance. However, it may become complex if other services require additional funds or the client is not prepared to have that conversation. It may depend on the client and therapist relationship. I believe we have time for one more question. Coming back to a potential risk factors for crossing professional boundaries, JL, when do you feel it is okay to schedule more time with a patient with complex issues?
I think a lot of our patients who come to see us have their own complexities, whether it be work life, personal life, family life, etc. So we always want to focus on client-centered care and take a holistic approach to their care. I believe it would be okay to schedule more time with a patient with complex issues most of the time. Often individuals come to see us with pain concerns. Pain can manifest from the struggles they might be going through that they are unaware of. I think it is most important to maintain a safe and comfortable atmosphere each and every time we see our patients. However, I do not believe the extra scheduled time should be anything besides physiotherapy-related services.
Our role as physiotherapists is truly a lot more than providing manual therapy techniques or prescribing exercise, since we are direct referral health providers. It is our responsibility as physiotherapists to adhere to our practice standards and uphold our professionalism standards set out by the college's code of ethics.
To summarize, today we defined professional boundaries and what that means for physiotherapists under the college's code of ethics, guidelines of setting professional boundaries, warning signs of when a professional boundary may be crossed, and we finished off with a few questions we felt are relevant to clinical practice.
JL and I thank you for joining us today and hope that you stay tuned for our next episode where we will continue our conversation about professional boundaries and apply what we have learned in this episode to specific clinical examples.
Thank you for listening today. The information presented in this podcast is not intended as legal advice. For more information, please go to the College of Physiotherapists in Manitoba website or email us at info@manitobaphysio.com.